It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular, evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're diving into a topic that's both challenging and rewarding: mindful parenting. Parenting is one of the most important and demanding roles we can take on, and it's easy to get caught up in the stress, worries, and endless to-do lists that come with it. But by bringing your mindfulness into your parenting, you can create deeper connections with your children, manage stress more effectively, and respond to challenges with greater patience and understanding. In today's episode, we'll explore how mindfulness can transform your parenting journey and help you cultivate a more present, compassionate, and resilient approach to raising your kids. Parenting often feels like a balancing act. We juggle the needs of our children, our work, our relationships, and our own well-being, all while trying to provide a loving and supportive environment for our kids to grow up in. It's easy to get overwhelmed, to lose our patience, or to find ourselves reacting to situations rather than responding with intention. Mindfulness offers a way to step back, take a breath, and approach parenting with greater awareness, helping us stay grounded and present even in the most challenging moments. At its core, mindful parenting is about bringing your full attention to your interactions with your children. It's about being fully present with them, listening to them, and responding to their needs with compassion and understanding. When we practice mindful parenting, we create a space where our children feel seen, heard, and valued. This not only strengthens our bond with them, but also models the kind of presence and mindfulness we want to instill in them. One of the key principles of mindful parenting is the idea of being with rather than doing to. This means shifting our focus from trying to control or fix our children's behavior to simply being with them in the moment, observing their feelings, thoughts, and actions without judgment. It's about creating a supportive environment where our children feel safe to express themselves and where we can guide them with empathy and understanding rather than with criticism or punishment. To better understand this concept, think of parenting as a journey. Just as on any journey, there will be smooth stretches of road, as well as bumps, detours, and unexpected challenges, mindful parenting teaches us to embrace the journey in all its ups and downs, to be present with our children during the joyful moments and the difficult ones, and to approach each situation with curiosity and an open heart. One of the most common challenges in parenting is dealing with difficult emotions, both our own and our children's. Children, especially young ones, are still learning how to navigate their emotions, and they often express their feelings in ways that can be challenging for us as parents. When our children are upset, angry, or frustrated, it's natural to want to fix the situation or make the emotions go away. The same goes for when they're feeling sad. But mindfulness invites us to take a different approach, to sit with our children's emotions, to acknowledge and validate their feelings, and to help them process their emotions in a healthy way. To illustrate the power of mindful parenting, I want to share a story called The Two Wolves. One evening, a grandfather told his son about a battle that goes on inside people. He said, "My son, the evil is between two wolves inside all. One is evil. It is anger, envy, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, lies, false pride, and ego. The other is good. It is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith." The grandson thought about it for a minute and then asked his grandfather, "Which wolf wins?" The grandfather simply replied, "The one you feed." This story reminds us that the qualities we cultivate in ourselves and in our children are the ones that will grow and thrive. By practicing mindful parenting, we feed the good wolf within us and our children, nurturing qualities like empathy, patience, kindness, and understanding. Now that we've explored the concept of mindful parenting, let's talk about some practical techniques you can use to bring mindfulness into your parenting journey. Number one, practice mindful listening. One of the most powerful ways to connect with your children is through mindful listening. When your child is speaking to you, give them your full attention. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and listen without interrupting or thinking about your response. This practice helps your child feel heard and valued, and it fosters a deeper connection between you. Number two, take a pause before reacting. When faced with a challenging situation, such as a tantrum or a defiant behavior, practice taking a pause before reacting. This pause gives you a moment to take a deep breath, check in with your own emotions, and choose a mindful response rather than reacting out of frustration or anger. By pausing, you create space for a more thoughtful and compassionate response. Number three, validate your child's emotions. Children's emotions can be intense and sometimes overwhelming, but it's important to validate their feelings rather than dismiss them. When your child is upset, try saying something like, "I see that you're really upset right now. It's okay to feel that way." This validation helps your child feel understood and supported, and it teaches them that all emotions are acceptable. Number four, model mindfulness for your children. Children learn by observing their parents, so one of the best ways to teach mindfulness is to model it in your own behavior. Let your children see you practicing mindfulness, whether it's taking a few deep breaths when you're feeling stressed, pausing to appreciate a beautiful moment, or speaking kindly to yourself when you make a mistake. Your example will teach them the value of mindfulness in daily life. Number five, if this is the number one thing you'd like to work on, make it your daily intention. Set an intention for mindful parenting. Set a daily intention to approach your parenting with mindfulness and presence. You might frame this intention as a question. How many more ways can I continue to practice mindful parenting, cultivating patience and connection with my children even more? This intention will guide your interactions with your children and help you stay focused on being present and compassionate. Mindful parenting is about being fully present with your children, responding to their needs with compassion, and creating a supportive environment where they can thrive. By bringing mindfulness into your parenting, you can cultivate deeper connections, manage stress more effectively, and approach the challenges of parenting with greater patience and understanding. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you've found some valuable insights into the practice of mindful parenting and how it can transform your relationship with your children. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or you need personalized guidance in navigating the challenges of parenting, I offer one-on-one coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. You can also check out my new Pay What You Want app. Actually, the app is free. There are some aspects of it that you can donate if you would like. The app is called It's Now Again, and you can find it at jeremywest.net. And in that app, you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations to support your journey of mindful parenting. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people and continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.